Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back again. My name is Jaylana Stevett, the author, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the second segment of Naughty Tales. Oh my goodness, you guys are in for a treat tonight. Tonight's sweet, short, sexy story is about a threesome. Yeah, what happens when a woman finds herself caught in an entanglement with a threesome? Yeah. So I think you guys are really going to enjoy this story tonight. It's actually a segment from my first book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. And let me paint this scene for you a little bit. Well, I'll wait until let me get the pleasantries out of the way first. You can follow me on Facebook at Jay Willis and Jaylana Stevett. I also have an author page on Facebook at Jaylana Stevett, the author. You can also follow me on Instagram at Jaylana _ Stevett and on Twitter at Jay Stevett, where I keep it nice and hot. I'm also on TikTok as well at Jay Stevett as well. So you can follow me all of those places. If you want to get some updates on what I've been doing, what's going on, what's happening in the future, that's a great place to go. All of those places on social media. But anywho, let's paint the scene for you. So in this short story, because I'm doing an excerpt, Tabby finds herself in LA. She finds herself in LA and she's at a party called Sex de Soleil. And the theme is edibles and ecstasy. So as Tabby and her friend are taking a tour of this villa in Los Angeles, Tabby finds herself in a situation, a sexual, pleasurable situation. So, now that we got all of the pleasantries out of the way, without further ado, the second installment of Naughty Tales, Edibles and Ecstasy. As we took in the view of the villa, the last sight to see in this beautiful villa was coined the Ecstasy Zone. This was a huge open space in the back of the villa. The floor was padded with plush faux carpet, and there was an oversized section in the middle of the room where multiple guests made out. There was also decorated mini mattresses of multiple sizes neatly displayed around the room for those who were watching and participating in group sex. Couples were already marking their spots in the room, and you could see multiple people in various stages of sex. In addition, pornographic images that lit up the environment on oversized flat-screen televisions brought the atmosphere of sex to life. There were also life-size posters of hot sex symbols, and every song selection seemed to ooze lyrics of sex, drugs, and being free. An oversized sign that hung down from the ceiling signaled the rules for engagement for the Ecstasy Zone. 3 a.m. is the bewitching hour, wherein lies extreme pleasure. Nothing is taboo. If you are not licking, fucking, or sucking, you must exit. If you choose to stay, you must engage. No exceptions. I looked over at my friend, Sam. She gave me a knowing look and suggested we head back to the rest of the party. I agreed, but I swiped my card for a hit of ecstasy before we left. I mean, we were in the Ecstasy Zone, right? So far, I still wasn't feeling the effect of the edibles. About 45 minutes had passed, Maybe my tolerance level was high due to my own personal weed usage. Whatever it wasn't working. I decided to switch gears in my thoughts. I wanted to have some fun. I felt like I needed to hear some good music and dancing, be among my own people for a bit. So Sam and I ventured to the hip-hop room and the R&B room. When we entered the room, they were in the middle of a live set with an upcoming band named Desire. The leading lady belted out neo-soul melodies that stuck in my spirit. I felt myself swaying back and forth to the music seductively as I felt every lyric in my soul. Wait a minute. Was it the music or the edibles? Did the ecstasy kick in that fast? Hell, I didn't know. While I was deep in thought trying to figure it out, I suddenly heard the most amazing guitar strings and I looked up. It was the finest young guitarist I had ever seen. He had to be about 30-ish, was about 6'2", brown skin with a sexy frame and long dreadlocks that hung just below his shoulder. He seemed to be a simple kind of guy. He wore basic designer jeans and a cut-off shirt, and his muscles and everything else was left to the imagination. He played that guitar with intensity. So much intensity that I felt my pleasure and my body pulsate with every single chord. I thought to myself, this man is truly strumming my pain with his fingers. And I laughed out loud, and then he began to move seductively with the guitar strings. I pictured this man coming on to me, flirting with me, and making love to me. I swayed back and forth and started dancing to myself seductively as he continued to play my song. Man, between the melody of the music and the rush of the ecstasy, I felt good. I looked up and our eyes locked. At first, I was a little embarrassed, but I felt my inhibitions getting stronger and my control less and less. I looked at him, and he was still looking at me. I smiled. I touched myself again and subliminally beckoned him to come. Our eyes locked and it was intense. He understood my call without saying a word. When the set ended, I ventured over to the bar to have another drink. I also scoured the room to see if my secret fantasy was still around. He was across the room and I noticed him watching me. I tried to play cool and whispered to my girl. Moments later, he approached me and introduced himself. The handsome man that was strumming my pain and with his fingers and singing my life with his song was Samson, and he was 38 years old. His voice was as smooth as butter, and every word that came out of his mouth sounded like pure pleasure. I was sprung already. This man could have had my pussy, my money, and my credit cards. Well, maybe not the money and the cards. But the way I was feeling, he definitely. Well, let's see how the rest of the night goes. It turns out he was originally from Detroit and had been in L.A. for 4 years. Samson was enamored. He enamored me with the tales of his tragedy and survival in this dog-eat-dog city. He was homeless, with no hope, and ready to end it all when his big break finally came. Since then, he's not looked back. And as Samson and I vibed to the thing he called his life, I noticed that Samson had left the room, and I had noticed that Samantha, my friend, had left the room and left me alone with this handsome stranger. I didn't mind, though. I was having such a good time. Samson introduced me to the rest of the band, some close friends, a few C-list celebrities. I listened intently as they talked about life in L.A. and their struggles through the big break. When I noticed, though, that through all their trials and challenges, they were still there, fighting for their dream. Now, that whole scene was admirable. I took one more hit of ecstasy, downed a shot of tequila, and Samson and I headed to the dance floor. as popular lyrics of Gucci Mane, Travis Scott, and Jacquees hit the airwaves, I took that opportunity to show this young buck what I was working with. I grinded my hips against him to the rhythm of the music. He obliged and matched my energy. I dropped my body down low and touched him in places that it made him wish I would touch him and others. As I rolled my body up slowly, I could clearly see what I could be potentially working with. And Boo Boo Kitty began to awaken. He stuck to my body like glue, and he touched parts of me on the dance floor that I was dying to show him privately. I closed my eyes. I imagined being with this man as I danced seductively to the music. Our bodies swayed, and I felt another partner coming. I was sandwiched in between them. I danced back and forth, swayed to the music. And as I opened my eyes, I opened them to see a pretty red-headed woman grinding up on me as she touched my arms and back centrally from behind. Damn, that felt good. Wait a minute. This was a woman, but it still felt good. I decided to let loose and let go. And let loose and let go. And let go with it and enjoy the dance. It was only one dance, right? The one dance turned into many, and I enjoyed the sensuality of both of my partners. Samson drew me in for a kiss. I felt an electrical charge all through my body. As we kissed, we swayed to the music, and the pretty red-haired beauty stroked me from behind and kissed my neck, kissed my back. I wanted to stop her, but I wanted her to touch me at the same time. It was weird. I turned my face around to face her. As the lyrics to Little Freak by Usher fill the airwaves, my defenses begin to lower. I put my arms around her and swayed to the music. She kissed me and I kissed her back. Samson played the back row and touched all of my whole body while she kissed my face and massaged my breasts. Be my little freak, be my little freak, was all I heard as I let Pretty Red's hands roam all over my body. Samson kissed my neck, kissed my back, and took his hands from behind and stroked my pussy on the dance floor. This was getting intense. The whole thing had me so turned on that I would let those two have their way with me on the dance floor. As Usher continued to remix, we all danced and we all kissed. Our bodies pulsated against one another, to the music, and all my defenses were down. I wanted them both, and they wanted me. Once we all could not hold in our desire anymore, we all headed over to the ecstasy zone. Samson, Pretty Red, and I took a seat on the oversized sectional. We all took one last hit of ecstasy and played and laughed until the effects of the drugs started to kick in. The music in the ecstasy room had a playlist that oozed pleasure and sex. The classics like Prince's Do Me Baby fill the airwaves, but there are also songs of late such as Tank's When We. The whole vibe in the room was sensual as we watched the other couples engage in foreplay and sex. Not only did it get us aroused, but we took in their energy. Samson sat in between us on the oversized sectional, looking like an African king ready to be pleasured. He tilted my face to his and planted his hot, passionate tongue down my throat. Every goosebump on my body began to stand to attention one by one. He then took his hands and began to stroke my body while giving my mouth the oral pleasure it was seeking. Pretty Red took her hands and began to stroke Samson's body while kissing him on his neck and his ears simultaneously. Samson then turned to Pretty Red and kissed her seductively. His hands moved from my body, and he lightly stroked Red's breast while he made love to her mouth. I switched gears. I kissed Samson's neck and ears, and my hands made his way to his manhood. He gasped in between kisses as I stroked his shaft up and down through his jeans. I fingered the zipper liner of the jeans as I ran my fingers up and down the print that had been formed, which was continuing to grow through his clothing. I could feel his machine jump up to attention. Lady Marmalade filled the airwaves. Pretty Red reached over and kissed me. It was a slow, sensual kiss that got my juices flowing immediately. She then took her hands and massaged my breasts. As her tongue continued to do a slow, sensual dance in my mouth, I moaned at her touch. As the fingers belted in French, I said, "Yes," as Pretty Red whispered in my ear. She nibbled on my ear, and my body tingled again. Samson allowed his hands to roam my thighs until they found their way to my sweet wetness. He stroked my wetness and placed his fingers in his mouth, and he looked at me. He did it again, but this time Pretty Red took in his fingers. She smiled and she kissed me again. I gasped at the intensity of the moment as Red masterfully kissed me and massaged my body while Samson took care of my love box. Pretty Red's mouth gave my nipples the attention they craved as Samson stroked my kitty feverishly. The whole scene was so intense. Samson switched positions and got on his knees in front of the sectional. Samson hiked up my legs at the edge of the sectional, and Pretty Red straddled me and massaged my nipples as she placed them in and out of her mouth. She took my large breast in and drew it in for a kiss. She then kissed me, and we both took my breasts in and out of our mouths at the same time. We played and sucked on my breasts until I was almost at the point of orgasm. The tempo of the music in the room picked up. The energy of our bodies matched the music. In the distance, I could hear moans, and the seductress belted, "I am getting so hot, I want to take my clothes off." Meanwhile, Samson traced my boo-boo kitty with his fingers, causing my clitoris to jump in excitement. My juices started flowing slowly, and I moved my hips back and forth as if to beg him for more. Samson did not disappoint as he spread my lips apart and began to lick my pretty kitty like it was his new lollipop. The effects of the ecstasy had me feeling every sensation, and my pleasure senses were on high. Samson licked and sucked my little lady with tender loving care as Pretty Red kissed me and played with my nipples. Samson then took one hand and began to give Red's love box some attention by stroking and massaging her as he brushed lightly against my walls. She moaned intensely as his fingers stroked and massaged her. He stuck his fingers in her walls and swirled up and down, left and right, as she bounced on fingers like they were the real thing. Samson released himself from Pretty Red and turned his focus on me. He spread my legs wide and looked at his prey. He looked at me as if he was formulating a plan before he dived back into my cave. The flicker of his tongue on my center felt like pure ecstasy. As he flickered his tongue faster and faster, my heart began to race. I felt my love walls tighten. I let go in an instant shudder. We switched positions again. Motivation by Kelly Rowland played in the background. Samson laid across the oversized sectional, and I positioned myself between his legs. Since he had been so good to us, I had to return the favor. I unbuckled Samson's pants, and he allowed me to strip him of his bottoms. I looked to see what I eventually would be working with, and Samson didn't disappoint. Samson's manhood was about 10 inches in length and a nice, wide, thick girth. His erection was thick and milk chocolate covered, one of the prettiest pieces of art I had ever seen. I stroked his manhood and had an intense desire to put him in my mouth. I grabbed his shaft and I smiled. I took my tongue and slowly licked his beautiful erection up and down and around. I pretended it was a microphone and I wanted to sing. Microphone check, check. I wanted to make love to him with my mouth. And I teased his manhood with my tongue, and its pre-celebration began to release. I put it in my mouth and tasted it. He moaned. I put the tip of his privacy back in my mouth, and he gasped as he grew larger and expanded to his capacity. I slowly took him in, inch by inch, as I massaged him and went deeper and deeper down his wood as my mouth gave him oral pleasure. As I continued to stroke Samson to the point of no return, Pretty Red placed her creamy wetness on top of Samson's face. Samson held Red by the bottom as he sucked her pleasure zone and her kitty in and out of his mouth. She moaned and moved her hips back and forth to his tongue, and Samson moaned as I continued to pleasure him with my mouth. I took him slowly and licked every single part of his erection. I stroked his manhood while my mouth licked his shaft up and down. I played with him, sucked and stroked and released him from my mouth, giving Samson a feeling of intense pleasure. As Samson licked her goodness, Red's body began to tremble. When he placed his tongue in and out of her walls and licked her clit with intense flickers up and down, back and forth. We all moaned simultaneously at the intensity in the moment of the thought of giving each other intense pleasure. As I stroked Samson, he moaned. I moaned at his pleasure. As he licked Red, she moaned. He moaned at her pleasure. Pretty Red let out an intense yelp and her love cave exploded. Red had her first release. Pretty Red joined me in giving Samson pleasure. As I licked and sucked his shaft, Red began to massage and lick his family jewels. Red grabbed his manhood and began to stroke him slowly. As she stroked him up and down, I kept in tune with her rhythm as my mouth and my tongue matched her every beat. Samson moaned loudly in an audible fuck. He could be heard. His breathing intensified as Red and I took turns licking and sucking and stroking and massaging until our lips met and made contact. I kissed Pretty Red, and she kissed me back. Our tongues danced in a circular motion, and my juices were stirring once again. Red and I began to touch each other in places that called out. She stroked my nipples and took them in her mouth. I gasped. Samson took his hands and rubbed them on Pretty Red's backside as she licked my nipples and slowly made her way to my love box. I inhaled deeply and let out an intense moan. Red had my lips in her hands. She massaged Boo Boo Kitty as her tongue flickered her center zone intensely. Red's tongue was bullseye focus as she sucked my bottom and licked my walls. I felt my body rock to the movement of Red's tongue, and it was like her oral pleasure was speaking a language of its own. Red ate my pussy so good I found myself moving in and out of her as she licked me into a frenzy. I wanted Red to please me. I was her little freak. Samson entered Pretty Red from behind. She gasped and immediately begged for more. In that moment, I wanted him too. I could feel his intensity through the focus she gave my kitty. Samson gently grabbed her by the hips and took her in slowly. She moaned. Red continued to lick me, and I could feel my juices build up. I closed my eyes. Her tongue flickered in and out of me faster and faster between her moans, and I grinded into her and picked up the pace. I looked at Samson. He picked up the pace too. As he moved in and out of Pretty Red, he looked at me passionately. I pictured him inside me, our eyes locked. Red spread my lips and exposed my center. She placed her mouth on my cherry and sucked until she gathered all my juices in her mouth. As she made love to my cave with her tongue, I looked at Samson. He pounded away faster and faster as Pretty Red licked me feverishly. I locked eyes with Samson, and my legs began to shake, and I had my release. Samson lay back on his back. I took in my hands and slowly made my way on top of him. I took in his manhood and gently rubbed it against Boo Boo Kitty. Just the feel alone made me want to orgasm. I played with him and teased him a little. I stroked him while I sat on top of him, rubbed his shaft against my button. I would place just the tip in for a little bit while stroking his manhood up and down. He looked at me with intensity as if to say, please, just fuck me. I can't take it anymore. I wouldn't give in, though. I wasn't ready for what he had to present. Samson sat up. As I sat on top of him, he placed my twins in his mouth. And as he sucked my girls, I stroked him to let his tip play with Miss Kitty. I felt his pre-release, and I experienced some of my own. My love button began to flicker. I placed his shaft inside me and let out a moan of desire. This man felt so good inside me. Samson grabbed my hips and moved in a circular motion. I matched his movement. He moaned and so did I. He moved back and forth and he looked me in my eyes. Every thrust felt like pleasure and pain. He shifted his body back and forth and all around. I met him with my movement. He grabbed my backside, pushed me deeper inside him. I moaned. Hell, I screamed. This shit felt so good. I looked at him. He started talking to me. He told me to give him all that good pussy. I told him to take it if he wanted it. I matched his deepness and increased the pace. He looked at me as if I wanted, if what he wanted, and I was his challenge. He lifted my backside up and down on his manhood. I felt his deepness as I bounced on him. Every stroke was intense, and it was intense pleasure. I found myself saying, "Give it to me, Daddy," and he obliged. We grinded deeper and faster. Faster and deeper. Our bodies moved in cadence and our eyes locked. We moved harder, faster, and deeper as I rode that horse. I wanted all that he could give me. I said, "Fuck me, Daddy," as my love box flickered with intensity and I felt his final thrust. Samson had finally given his release. I laid in Samson's arms. Pretty Red joined me on the other side. We had one last intimate kiss, and we both gave Samson our love as well. We all fell asleep in each other's arms, happy and satisfied. That was the conclusion of round one. The following rounds were just as intense as the first one. Round two was Red and I by ourselves. We took our time exploring each other's every erogenous zones. That woman took me to depths of pleasure that I never knew were there. Until tonight, I had never been with a woman, so I never knew what I was missing out on. A few hours later, I was awakened by Samson giving me oral pleasure. Round three was me and him. This man had moves I had never seen until tonight. This man sucked and licked me in places unimaginable. The ecstasy room and the ecstasy had made some parts of my body a turn on that I would soberly think twice about. But I let this man have his way with me. Hell, you only live once. The final round was a threesome. We did add an intimate stranger, so I guess it was a foursome. we took one more shot of ecstasy and let the pleasure take over our inhibitions. Sex with four was much more amazing than three, and we took our time exploring one another until we had nothing left to give. That night, I felt like one of those women on Cinemax After Dark. You know, those movies that I would sneak and watch as a little girl. That night, I imagined myself as Black Emmanuel, a beautiful French sex goddess who was open and free with her body. For the rest of the night, I gave in to my every desire. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. I would like to say a huge thank you on Spotify and Anchor and Breaker and Google Podcasts to all of my listeners across the world, in the United States and Australia and South Africa and India and Norway and Germany and Portugal and the United Kingdom and in Canada. A huge, huge, huge thank you for listening. Know that I love you. Know that you are appreciated. And know that your support means the world to me. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stevette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe.